Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. We sort of changed the order of how we do this. I like to let people in on the sort of the inside baseball, behind-the-scenes deal. So I now, as opposed to the old days, I get to hear what people ask you in the media gathering before we sit down and talk. And I am, fascinated is the wrong word, but always continually struck by how many people ask the same thing over and over again about a back-to-back. And I think it makes it seem to fans much worse than it really is. What is a day of a back-to-back? You're home by X time, you get a full night's sleep, and there's usually not a practice the next day. Is it one of those things that it could be a tough physical game the night before, but is a back-to-back not that big a deal?
I don't think it's fair for you and I to be the ones that say that, because we don't have to play. But I think, you know, obviously there's a physical toll that playing last night takes, but these guys have every resource to get back and get ready, you know, from nutrition to great flights to, we got home at 1 o'clock, which isn't awful, and they were able to sleep in their own beds. And then, you know, all the different massage and treatment opportunities that they have throughout the course of the day. So, you know, I think that we prepare as well as we can to be able to play these. And, you know, from your and I standpoint, I would say that it just depends on what time your kids wake up. And then that's pretty much the answer.
It is the answer.
Yeah.
We were, Max and I were noting earlier the six losses and what they have in common, which is, except for opening night in Philadelphia, you've had a legitimate chance to win every one of those games in the final minute. You talked the other day about getting wins in the bank early in the season. It's good to have them. Is there extra value also to having a long string of games like you have had early that instill the idea that no matter what happens in the second quarter, say, you're never out of it?
Yeah, I think that's really important. It's what I said in the media earlier, that, you know, everybody looks at it when you're on this side of it last night, that's a game we should have won. When in reality is, Indiana would have said the exact same thing if they didn't win it. And I think that that's the bottom line. You have to play all 48 minutes. You have to play them well. Can't have a three-minute slip-up. Can't have live ball turnovers that lead to easy baskets when the other team's down. You know, there's just so many things that go into winning. But, you know, there have been multiple games now where we've been down double figures, and we can get back in it pretty quickly. We've got a lot of firepower to do that, and the guys have played well together offensively, had a few good games in a row here, and that'll be challenged tonight. These guys are awfully good on the defensive end.
And which we'll get to. Speaking of live ball turnovers and turnovers in general, why are they up? You were turning the ball over at a rate that was sort of lapping the field in terms of the league the first 10, 12 games. That obviously has changed the last 10 or 12 games. Why? Is there a reason?
Well, I would say that, number one, we have to be tighter with the ball. We have to be better with the ball. And number two, we've played all 12 of those games without one of our primary ball handlers. That's part of it.
Sixers, as you said, are rolling. They've won 11 of 13. I don't think it's a surprise that they've been an elite defensively. But, again, watching the content of their games, when you see how they use that length they have, particularly when you have a rookie that can come in NBA-ready defensively and has the length, there are times against this team it just seems like it's really tough to score.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, people have gotten really good at, you know, I think some bigs have really done a good job of figuring out these pick and rolls in the middle of the floor. And with the length that Philly has around, where they can all stand and help and still recover to their own and chase and challenge a shooter off the dribble, I think it makes it really tough to get a good shot in that scenario. I think you have to mix that in. You probably have to do a little bit more with some unique spacing to get good shots against them. And, you know, it's one of the things we talked about. Obviously, the challenge of the back-to-back is physical, but it's more so like you only get 20 minutes to talk about how you want to attack. So we've got to be great at being able to, okay, compartmentalize what we didn't do well last night, but this is what we think will work best tonight. And so we'll see if we're able to do that. I'm really looking forward to seeing us compete tonight.
The opening night game, obviously statistically and many other ways, sort of the worst offensive game for you this year. That, how much 20-some-odd games later, is that an outlier? We know that the Sixers are a really good defensive team, but again, one game in the first game of the year over 2 months ago, how much value was there in watching that again?
I thought there was a lot of value in it. You know, some of the things I just said, I think you have to attack them a little bit differently. They're unique. in their ability to guard kind of the standard NBA action. And so you need to make sure that you mix in other things appropriately. And at the same time, I thought we also missed some good looks. So, you know, a little bit of a balance of both of, you know, we'll have some different calls tonight, at least a few, and then we will also hopefully knock down some of those shots that felt like good looks last time.
The topic tonight, obviously, is Al coming back to Boston where, you know, his 3 years are, I still think they were appreciated, yet still underappreciated at the same time for all the things he does. You've made the point about him, and I don't think people realize how significant this is. When you say, hey, a guy's been in the playoffs every year, there's really specifically something to that when you look at the teams Al joined when he joined them and what he brought, the fact that he has never missed the playoffs.
Well, I guess who else has done that? Mm-hmm. You know, who else is on a – I know Redick's on a 12- or 13-year streak, but who else has been in the playoffs every single year? You know, that sustained excellence is really hard. And, you know, every year you only have a shot if you get in. And so he's impacted winning in a lot of ways. I think it's safe to say they're going to be in the playoffs. So that streak will continue. And he's a hard guy to play against.
He's really going out on a limb there. I don't want
to.
There's a great stat. I don't know if you ever heard this one. I stumbled on it sort of accidentally. There are only two coaches in NBA history that in each of their first 5 years had their win total go up. And those two coaches are you and Mike Woodson in Atlanta. And the one thing that they have in common, obviously, is Al. Now, that always is kind of my favorite Al Horford stat, in a way.
And now you know what coaches need.
Sort of good players.
Really good players.
Really good players, and that's Sixers will make the playoffs. Well, we made a lot of news, I think, in the last 7 or 8 minutes.
We really nailed it.
Celtics and Sixers next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.